Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Laura Norton, and I have been associated with the village for about since about 2004, where my family first discovered Holden Village. On 2008 and 9, we were fortunate enough to be on winter staff. My jobs then were contributions recorder and calligrapher. I am a calligrapher and love to write letters and calligraphy on just about anything. Paper, silk, walls, windows, school buses here at Holden Village, all kinds of things. I've studied at international calligraphy conferences and have had the opportunity to meet and work with Donald Jackson, who was the originator of the St. John's Bible a little bit, and as well as some of the other calligraphers and artists from the St. John's Bible. So my emphases this week. So the St. John's Bible is the first handwritten Bible since the invention of the printing press, so 500 years ago. And it was a project conceived by Donald Jackson and commissioned by St. John's College in Collegeville, Minnesota. And the idea was to have a new Bible for the 21st century, which incorporated old, traditional, medieval kind of themes, and as well as science and art and ideas that are new to the 21st century. It's ecumenical. It is themes of justice and feminism, and it brings in the power of unity of love, as our summer theme is related to. That has been one piece of work that's been really impactful for me in my calligraphy, because what I do in my normal life is every week I have a spiritual discipline, which is to create calligraphic artwork for worship. And I create a new calligraphic design every week, and I send it out to churches who are subscribers in the U.S. and in Canada. Those are just calligraphic designs that come from the texts from the Revised Common Lectionary. So every week I create something new, and the discipline for me is to overcome my perfectionism, which as an artist, I have a tendency to try to work on a piece and work on a piece, and it will never be done because it's just not quite what I had in mind. So there's that perfectionism that I have to overcome because I've given myself a deadline. Every week I have a deadline and I send those out to churches. And what has come out of that practice is a pretty good body of work that I love. I try to weave words together in a tapestry to bring the text alive in a way that is just different from how we read it in our Bibles in modern times, where there'll be a font and you'll read the text and it will have some meaning for sure in that way. But when I take the words, the same words from the text, and render them calligraphically, they can become a visual way to interpret and understand the text in a new way. So that's what I'm hoping that people will take away from the artwork that I do. I have a website people might want to look at called lettersaloft.com, and Instagram lettersaloft. And the origin of that is when I was praying about what to do with my life, I had this image of Jesus. When I was sitting by a river with Jesus praying, what should I do? And I saw this really surprising image of Jesus throwing these beautiful letters up into the air. And to me, that told me really clearly that yes, I should pursue my love of letters and calligraphy. And yes, there would be some value to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the courses that I'm doing this week are, one is called reformation of words, literally lettering as spiritual practice. And in that session, we take a look at handwritten letters and words from such artists as Sister Carita Kent, who was active in the 60s, a nun who was an art teacher and did beautiful things with words, handwritten words and letters, from protest posters to really bold graphics. And we've also looked at the work of John August Swanson, who is an incredible artist who has a beautiful way of working calligraphic words into his amazingly colorful and intricate artworks. And we've also looked at the art from the St. John's Bible, as well as street art, graffiti artists, because I think in the same way the graffiti artists are expressing something that is quite different from just how things are written in a font, in a computer font. So there's an energy and there is a sort of a demand that you recognize, you pay attention and see the importance of that artist, see the importance of that person, or pay attention to the words that they're writing. I find that really exciting. We meditate on the words visually, and we've also done something that's called Visio Divina, which is like Lectio Divina, where one dwells on the words of the text. Visio Divina is something that's done with a visual art piece, or in the class that we've done this week, people meditate on words that are artfully written, whether they're calligraphic or just handwritten. They express a lot. So spending time, paying attention, just looking at how the words are written, and maybe words are written on top of one another, or words are woven together into a tapestry that creates a texture, that kind of thing. Another class that I've been team teaching with Nancy Winder is the Holden Prayer. It's the history of the Holden Prayer. So she has researched the history quite extensively, and she got in touch with me a little while ago because she sees that I have been working with the words of the what's known as the Holden Prayer, or the Prayer of Good Courage, written by Eric Milner White. I've done it calligraphically. It's been something that's been part of our family ever since we've come to Holden Village, and it's been part of the lives of so many people who've come to the village for years and years. And it's a prayer that speaks to people in all different areas of life, whether they're going through a life transition or something difficult, or even a celebratory occasion. So I have taken those words and I've rendered them calligraphically. I've combined them with photos of Holden Village, and I've combined them with watercolor, and I've written them in various ways over the years. It's been a really enriching experience for me. So we just got together and taught that together. She's got the history, and I have some visual images. And then we invited folks who came to the sessions to do their own writing of the prayer in their own handwriting and see which words stood out to them, which ones they wanted to emphasize, and just reflect on how this prayer has been important to them. Yeah, both when they're doing the Visio Divina and when they're writing with their own hand, it gets them to stop and pay attention. It gets them to slow down and look at the words and really dwell in that word. And I just encourage people to think of visual words as something to gaze upon. I think that reaches a different part of the heart and mind than simply reading the words in a traditional font. When you read the words, certainly there's meaning because you are taking it in cognitively, and it can even touch your heart for sure. But adding the visual element, I think, gets people to dwell upon and pay attention and even get some insights that they wouldn't have otherwise if they had read right past the words, or if they had just simply written the word. So in our sessions, what we also do is have people write a word, spend maybe a minute, a full minute, just writing one word. Maybe that word is injustice. We talked about that. How would that look? What are the hard edges of the way that word would look? Not just writing it, which would take 3 seconds, but spend a minute writing maybe with several strokes, maybe putting the energy of the thought of what that means into that that word. And likewise, people can take phrases such as, you know, the unity of love, or there are some others that I was thinking of. Any phrase, whether it's peace begins with me, mm-hmm. or anything that's really meaningful to the person, they can take those words and just those few words and really spend some time and write them in a way. I think it just awakens something in the right-hand side of the brain, mm-hmm. and, you know, in a different part of the heart, mm-hmm. that gives it some really real depth. So at least one person who left the session said, who had quietly just been working on the word, she said that was really meaningful.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.